Our Bible study tonight is in Luke's Gospel, chapter 11, verses 27 and 28. Just two verses, but I was going to go a lot further, but I stopped at those two verses and I thought, oh my, we've got a huge lesson right there that I'd never seen before. It has to do with Mary, the mother of Jesus. Christ's identity as God's Savior by exalting scriptural obedience above God's blessing of Mary. It's kind of an interesting title. If Christ is truly the true and righteous God's worldwide Savior, His commitment to hearing and obeying God's Word should have taken precedence over all other good things that God wants for His people. Well, in view of the history of Christendom, this priority was strikingly stated by the Lord Jesus Christ in Luke 11, 27 and 28. I want to read those verses and then we'll look at them. Very interesting. Luke chapter 11, beginning at verse 27 and 28. And it came to pass, as he, that's Jesus, spoke these things, a certain woman of the company lifted up her voice and said unto him, Blessed is the womb that bare you, and the paps which thou hast sucked. But he said, Yea, rather blessed are they that hear the word of God and keep it. Okay. Christ's statement about hearing and obeying God's word in verse 28 was made in the extended context of his reacting to the charge that he had exercised a demon by Satan's power. If you go way back, Luke chapter 11, beginning at verse 14 and 15. Let me just read that. That's the context that sets the stage for this entire situation. Isn't that something? And he was casting out a devil, and it was dumb. If you want last week's lesson, I got it in my office. And it came to pass when the demon had gone out, the dumb spoke, and the people wondered. But some of them said, He casts out demons through Beelzebub, the chief of the demons. So in other words, that's a slang term in reference to Satan. Now, Jesus was opposed to this charge that he was casting out demons by Satan's power. And as we learned before, he extensively countered it in last week's lesson. That's verses 17 and 26 we covered last week. I still have copies of that in my office if you're interested in that. Well, in this context, a woman in the crowd suddenly spoke up, announcing how blessed was the woman who had given Jesus birth and nursed him as an infant. Now, though Mary was blessed of God for bearing the Messiah, some have added extra biblical claims to this blessing that Mary had. And I'm going to spend a little bit of time on this because, in view of what has happened in church history, the words of the Lord Jesus Christ are phenomenally important. This is where we have Jesus Christ himself talking about his mother and comparing the blessing that she had to be selected to be his mother versus the blessing of someone else who hears and obeys the word of God. And the point of this lesson is if you are hearing and obeying the word of God in Jesus' mind, you are more blessed than Mary was to bear the Lord Jesus Christ. That's a phenomenal statement in view of Roman Catholic teaching and so forth, but we'll get into that. And it's an encouraging one. Well, Mary, the mother of Jesus, claimed in her own Magnificat that since she was chosen of God to give birth to the Messiah, and I'll just quote the King James on this in Luke 1:48, from henceforth all generations shall call me blessed. Now, the Roman Catholic Church has taken that sentence that she has said and exalted and elevated Mary in her blessing to the point where now she's actually called the Queen of Heaven. And I want to read just some words here from a Bishop Liguori who was actually canonized by the Catholic Church. And he wrote these things about Mary. And it's actually taught in the Catholic Church. Some in Christendom have added many astounding extra-biblical claims about this, her blessing from God, and we cite just a few of them. I could cite a lot more, but I didn't have room. Bishop Alphonse de Liguori, a canonized saint of the Roman Catholic Church, wrote The Glories of Mary. There's a 1931 edition of this by the Redemptorist Fathers, published in Brooklyn, New York, where he stated of Mary, quote, She is truly a mediatress of peace between sinners and God. Sinners receive pardon by Mary alone. Now, that to me actually borders on heresy, not only heresy, but it borders on blasphemy, right? Then he added, quote, The way of salvation is open to none otherwise than through Mary. And since our salvation is in the hands of Mary, he who is protected by Mary will be saved. He who is not will be lost. So Mary is the key to salvation in the Catholic. This is actually taught by a canonized saint. In fact, his writings are viewed as some of the highest devotional literature in the Roman Catholic Church. However, Jesus, the Son of God, replied to the woman's claim about the blessed state of his earthly mother, announcing a greater blessing on other believers than what even his mother had for being his mother. This is verse 28. The King James Version expression, yea, rather, and if you have a New International Version and the English Standard Version, it's rather. If you have a New American Standard Bible, it's on the contrary. It comes from one Greek word, menun, which is a contraction of the two particles men and un, and it idiomatically signals a new statement correcting or modifying a foregoing statement. This comes from Bishop Moule's book. Bishop Moule was a scholar of the First Order in the Church of England, and he wrote a book, an idiom book of New Testament Greek. It's actually printed by Cambridge University Press. I actually picked it up at Dallas Seminary when I was still a student there. And so he is a tremendous authority on idiomatic Greek. That's why I'm quoting him. So Jesus responded to the woman's statement by qualifying it to say that though his earthly mother, Mary, was greatly blessed of God for being his earthly mother, those who hear the word of God and observe it are more greatly blessed. And that's what the contraction means. It means rather or on the contrary than was Mary for being his earthly mother. So all of these translations are actually right. But Jesus would say, yea, rather or on the contrary, or preferably, you know, he's not denying that his mother was blessed, but he's saying, but there's a greater blessing. And he would say, yea, rather, blessed is are they that hear the word of God and keep it. Now, this qualification by the Lord Jesus has profound implications on God's blessings to Mary and to other believers. The Bible claims that Jesus is the sole mediator between God and man, not Jesus and Mary. I remember 1 Timothy 2:5, for there is one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus. It doesn't say there are two mediators, Jesus and his mother Mary. It says there's one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus. That's the writing of the Word. That's the Word of God. So the Roman Catholic Church and Bishop Alphonse Liguori is wrong. And salvation is by Christ alone. Acts chapter 4, verse 12 is a tremendous verse for Christendom, because a lot of times, even within Christendom, not only in the Catholic Church, but even in some Protestants, they'll qualify this. And they'll say that salvation is by faith in Christ plus this or that or this person or that. But you notice Acts 4:12, this is the Apostle Peter speaking. And I think this is interesting because Peter is treated as the first pope in the Roman Church. So I like to quote Peter whenever I can. Not that he's the pope. He never was. But notice what Peter says. Verse 12, neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. And that includes Mary. You know? I think it's a great verse. It's a great verse to quote for that. So, salvation is by Christ alone, not by Mary. So according to Jesus at Luke 11:28, those who hold to these scripture truths versus the opposing error taught by Roman Catholicism are more blessed of God than was Mary for being Jesus' earthly mother. Now this has a tremendous amount of meaning for a person who's come from a Roman Catholic background. To tell this person, since you are now obeying God, you're heeding his word and obeying him, in God's view, you are more blessed than Mary was to have Jesus. Wow. That sets a frame around a person's life. And that's a wonderful thing. Now, Mary is also very blessed because she heard the word of God and obeyed it. And, of course, she's in heaven. We're going to see Mary, the mother of the Lord Jesus Christ. But she's part of the church just like the rest of us. And she was a godly maiden that was chosen of the Lord. In fact, her Magnificat, I think in the 12 or the 9 verses that she has, she quotes 15 different passages of the Old Testament. And she would have been about 15 years of age at the oldest. That means that as a young woman, she loved and knew Scripture. And God had his son come into the home and to be born and reared by a mother who loved the Word of God and who used it. And that's something that's a tremendous lesson to keep in mind. That's what God is looking for. He wants mothers that are godly and who know Scripture and who use it with their children. It's really important. Anyway, now in the context of Luke 11:14-15, heeding God's word that the Messiah would heal the blind, the lame, the lepers, and the deaf, that he would raise the dead and preach the gospel of the kingdom to the poor. And the reason these are all important is because in Luke chapter 7:22, when John came to Jesus, he sent his disciples to Jesus wondering if he was the Messiah. Jesus referred to these things. And what's interesting is these events were recorded and predicted in Isaiah 35, 4 through 6, and Isaiah 61, 1 and 2, as those things that would be done when God would come unto them with them in the Messiah. And Jesus performed that. So what Jesus is after, you should be paying attention to the miracles that I have done that fulfill Scripture, because if you heed the Scriptures and believe the Scriptures, then you'll really be blessed. So in the context that Jesus would do all these things, so that Jesus who did these miracles was of God and not of Satan, as some charged, made one more blessed than was Mary in being Christ's earthly mother. So it's very interesting to get a picture from the Lord Jesus Christ about Mary. Was she blessed to be a Jesus' earthly mother? Of course. What a privilege to bear the Messiah, for you, the Lord to use you as a young woman to bear in your body the Messiah, so that he would become the Savior, you know, he could be the Savior of the world. But that's not the greatest blessing. The greatest blessing is hearing the Word of God and obeying it. That's what God says. Now you're blessed. Now we're really entering into blessing. So Jesus taught that those who hear and obey God's Word are more blessed of God than was his own earthly mother in being selected by God to bear him as the Messiah and Son of God. This is why I stopped after just those two verses. I couldn't go on. I had to put the brakes on and back up, because this is the first time I've known this verse, but I hadn't seen it in the application reference to Mary before. And this is from the words of the Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior himself. So in application, may we hear and obey God's word to be very highly blessed of God, even more highly blessed than Mary was just to become the mother of the Lord Jesus. And then may we view the blessing of Mary, Jesus' mother, in light of Scripture revelation, being careful to reject all that is false and to accept only what is true, to be more blessed than was Mary in being Jesus' mother. The Lord Jesus Christ absolutely delights in his people hearing a word and then applying it in their lives. He just, that to God, it doesn't get any better than that. And he absolutely thrills when his people do that. Very simple, but that's all he's after, hearing a word and obeying it. So God help us to hear it and to obey it.